And hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Conscious Convos with Coop. I am going to talk about not part two of Hollywood, but this is kind of a filler episode. I'll get to part two next week. But I wanted to talk about some things going on in my life with the eclipse type of, I guess, astrology space type things. Don't worry, it's not going to be one of those astrology influencer type of deals, but yeah, it's been an interesting week and it's been an interesting time, and there's just a lot of things I think that you should know that are not just going on with me, but I think just going on with the collective as a whole, everyone. So yeah, Feedery.org, sign up for our launch list and ambassador program. We're looking for ambassadors right now to promote our app, especially in St. Louis. So definitely put your name on the list. Link is going to be in the show notes. But Feedery.org, check out our website. You know, check out our NFT project on OpenSea. Join our Discord. And yeah, let's get after it. Welcome, everyone, to Conscious Convos. This will not be on YouTube. I did not want to put this on YouTube. Kind of just want to put this together. It's kind of last minute, but I definitely wanted to put some content out there because I haven't given you guys anything. Well, I guess I took last week off, but not the week before. But yeah, just because I've had a lot going on with my mental health, physical health, emotional health. It's been an interesting retrograde for the past almost 2 weeks now. I've had some people come up from the past, opportunities come up, new people come up. Like, it's just a lot of emotions right now, and you know, there's nothing wrong with that. It's more just trying to stay grounded and stay level with it. And here's my thing. You know, I think astrology is, so it's not bullshit. My only thing about astrology is when you make your personality around it and you blame your situations around astrology, that's where I draw the line, because nobody is in control of your life situation but you. And like, blaming planetary alignment, I think, is the biggest cop-out you could possibly have. So I don't blame the planets for anything that goes on in my life, and you'll never see that happen. So yeah, I guess buckle down, because here's what I'm going to tell you. When I had the eclipse, I had someone who did me dirty send me a letter, and this said letter was eye-opening, and it was intriguing, and it's convenient that it came during the eclipse, because it's kind of hard to put into words. I wanted past self to die. Like, I wanted my past self to completely die in the eclipse, because that's what eclipses are. Eclipses are like these new beginnings. It's like a cleansing, you know, because like, if you look at an eclipse from a spiritual level, it's Grandmother Moon, as my spiritual teacher Taylor says, Grandmother Moon swallows Grandfather's Sun. And when that happens, we immerse into this new energy that creates a new timeline for us. And it's interesting because we had like the CERN collider, the particle collider, turn on, which, for those of you that don't know about CERN, they are a company funded by, I'm pretty sure, the Swedish government. I'm not entirely sure where their funding comes from, but it's a I don't know how to word this. It's kind of a demonic group because they open portals using their particle collider because they're trying to find the God particle, the atom or the particle that created the universe, which is insane, right? It's kind of insane to take this in. So I won't go too far down the rabbit hole, but basically they open that up. They fired two rockets at the sun, at the eclipse. At least that's what NASA said they did. And then, yeah, we just had a lot of interesting activities go on. I saw a woman actually, she killed her partner and her children, like threw them out of a car on the 405, and she blamed the eclipse for it. That's why I don't really mess with, like, that type of thought process or energy, because if you blame murder on an eclipse or astrology or whatever, because she was an astrology influencer, we don't claim those people, because those people are detrimental to society because they don't take accountability for their own actions. And that's where astrology can rub me the wrong way and rub other people the wrong way. But yeah, so I really, after the eclipse, I didn't participate in the eclipse. I stayed out of the sun. I was inside working on things and whatnot. So I just wasn't messing with that energy. But afterwards, yeah, I got this letter from a person that definitely left my life in a very dramatic, hurtful fashion, and then hurt me past that point, and was asking for forgiveness, which I respected it. I did respect it, and I forgive the person, you know. It's just, it brings up a lot of just pain, brings up a lot of old hurt. And when you bring up old hurt, you know, it definitely can take a toll on you physically, mentally, and emotionally. So it's definitely taken a toll on my work life, physical life, spiritual life. You know, it's been heavy. And in order to cleanse it, you know, I'm taking proactive measures of kind of ritualistic ceremony to ask the universe what it wants me to do. Because that's the thing, like, I'm so full in, I wouldn't say control of my life, it's more just like I'm so fully, like, invested in God's plan that I'm just gonna let God determine what God wants me to do. And I'm gonna offer up the burning of the letter and ask God, like, hey, it's in your hands now. Show me the way, show me the signs, and I will do whatever it is you want me to do. So the universe loves me, and the universe will always give me the best answer moving forward. And I think that's a sign of maturity, because, like, as much as I wanted to, you know, react to what this symbolically stood for, I sat with myself, I reminisced on my own growth, on my own. Nobody helped me, except for my therapist, shout out her, love her to death. I don't know, I just reflected a lot with what she taught me, my therapist, and then what some spiritual mentors have also taught me. And what they've taught me is temperance and patience and love and truth and light. They've taught me all these things, and I'm forever grateful for those people. And I'm grateful I met new people like Taylor, my new spiritual guide, along with my other spiritual guides. To have people with such knowledge of the universe and know what the true meaning of life actually is. Because that's another thing too. I left a collective group that was, it was good for what it was worth, but the harm it does to other people is very concerning. And basically, I think the Age of Aquarius and the Age of Truth will unveil the Red Pill community and who actually is for real and who just wants to siphon people's money from them in the space. And I know who they are. I've worked with some of them. I've also was friends with some of these people. And what they think they're doing is right, but what they're actually doing is very hurtful. And the Age of Aquarius is only going to expose those people, and I'm ready for that. And hopefully I can take my place in the future as a healer, you know, and as a person of love and truth. So pretty wild. That was my eclipse moment. But I've been, you know, going through a lot of bodily pain. I don't know if anyone else has been going through that lately. I don't know if it's like the change of seasons or whatever, but rest is super important. I mean, I truly believe that. Rest, I think, is the key to unlocking the answers to what you want. And I've had to like learn to take steps back and like not just grind all the time, because when I get burnt out, I'm useless. And it's crazy because like people are like, oh, just work harder. But the problem is when you work so hard and you get burnt out, you're useless. You have no creativity. You have lackluster work, lackluster effort, lackluster friendships, and like you're irritable, you're tired, and you're just not yourself. And honestly, that's the worst spot to be in. And I've been there many times over, especially in college. I was there way too many times. And that's when you looked at addictions, drugs, alcohol, whatever. That's when those addictions arise, is when you're constantly working or burnt out. And that's a problem with a lot of these people in society, is they're so burnt out and they don't even realize it. They're just blaming them. They're honestly blaming themselves, and then they're living in that shame and guilt for not always producing things and not always creating value into a company, a business, the economy, whatever that may be. And it's like you're in a rat race. You're spinning on that wheel looking for cheese, you know, and then you're going to die in the mousetrap because all you care about is trying to make money. And finding that purpose is crucial. And when you're burnt out, you can't find your purpose. Because you're thinking of survival. That's why you're not finding your purpose, is because you're constantly looking for survival. And some people don't have a choice, which it happens. It's a part of life. It's a part of the human experience, or, you know, whatever experience you want to call this. But you don't have to stay in this forever. That's the thing. And if you also only care about being successful for yachts, cars, homes, you know, girls, like guys, whatever, you're in it for the wrong reasons. You're just going to be empty. And that's like part of the problem with a lot of people, is all they care about is like what monetary return they can get out of their investment into something like work related. And that's just not the way to go. When you're full driven in your purpose, like, you're going to find the right clientele. You're going to find the right business idea. You're going to find the time to do it. You're going to find you know, whatever it is, and whoever you want around you. And that's the meaning of life. That's what I've been figuring out in this eclipse. It doesn't matter what I want. It matters what the universe wants for me at my highest good. And some people aren't going to be for my highest good, and that's okay. I don't think I'm better than them. I don't find myself superior. I just find myself in a different predicament. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think once we all crack the system wide open, expose the system for what it is, and then people make the choice of where to go with their life, then more clarity is going to come in for you. Like, I know what the system is. I know what the world is about. I know what the finance, you know, the monetary system is all about. And I'm choosing a middle path, a middle ground. But now that I'm like, well, system's rigged, so it doesn't really matter how much money I make at this point. Might as well do what I feel is right. And I know God's going to get me there. And God's been doing that for, I feel like now 2 years of my life, directing me towards that path. And it's encompassing multiple things. And that's a beautiful part. And people can be multifaceted. I don't think it's wrong to be multifaceted or have multiple identities or have no identity at all. Like, I don't have an identity, but people know me as Coop. People love me for who I am. So who cares about what industry I'm in, or who cares how much money I make in whatever industry I do? Who cares what car I drive, what type of house I got, how many trips I take? Doesn't matter. All that matters is that I'm a good person. I'm a healer. I'm a loving person, and I bring out the best in everyone. And that's true. That is nothing but truth. So people are going to love me for me, and that's why it doesn't really matter if someone doesn't want to stay with me or does want to stay with me, whether it's, you know, friendship or relationship. I love who I am and what I'm becoming. So it's all about perspective. So that has been my eclipse experience, my retrograde experience, my cosmic experience. It's been beautiful. Hasn't been easy, but it's been beautiful. I'm glad that it's shaped up the way it's shaped up, because I wouldn't want it any other way. And I'm glad God has blessed me with the opportunity to become the best version of myself. So what I challenge you to do is to find your best self. Go out there, be great, do great things, and be yourself, and stop worrying about, I don't know, stupid shit like money and what people think of you, and yeah, and stop comparing yourself to other people. I know what that road looks like. It's pretty dark. It's a pretty dark journey. So stop comparing yourself to other people. Just be you, and then accept people for who they are, as long as they don't hurt you. So I love you guys. Thank you for listening. Part 2 of Hollywood next week. So be ready, because I am about to blow your minds once again. But for now, enjoy your weekend. Stay loving, stay blessed. Peace.